You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. Pray that you are having a fantastic, marvelous, glorious day. If it hasn't started off that way, spend some time with Jesus and allow him to make a change in your heart and in my heart and change our perspective on the day. Because this is the day he has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it doesn't mean that everything that happens to us is going to be absolutely wonderful, but it does mean that during difficult times, he will be with us. During wonderful times, he will continue to be seen as faithful and good and kind and holy. And so I pray today that if you are getting off to a rough start, say, time out, let's start this all over again. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. Dan and Treasure and their team, they're a licensed and insured family-based business. They're here in Brevard County. They live in Merritt Island. They got over two decades worth of experience in the landscaping business and offer a full array of products for your outdoor space enhancement. They provide artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, paver installation, drains and downspouts installation and management, a full product arrangement of landscape lighting, water features, or landscape repair. They can design, plant, and maintain. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. A few years ago, they redid the landscaping in front of our church. Some of those products were negatively impacted by the cold we had earlier this year, but I looked at them here not too long ago, and even though they had been traumatized, and some of them that I thought they were goners, they're starting to show signs of newness of life. Treasure Your Landscape really, really knows their product. They know what plants will work well in full sun, no sun, light sun, partial sun. They know what works in different types of soil, what looks great, what works together. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island, north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. With all of that said, they are really, really good at what they do. But the favorite thing that they have is they have a love for Jesus. And for that, we are grateful. And if you're looking for a Christian business that you could support and that does a great job, those two things do not always go together, but in Treasure Your Landscape's case, they do. They may be a great resource for you. So Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432, and Space Coast Nursery, 321-452-5565. We thank them for their help in bringing the Refresh radio program to you Monday through Friday here on WMIE. We're returning to Luke chapter 6, verse number 32, and here it says, "But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. So, in describing this life of love that flows from the throne of heaven, it can only be done through relationship. This is not a decision that we can make other than this. We decide that we want God to change our heart so that we reflect his heart. And so for that to happen, we say, have at it. Here's the slate. Here is my heart. Change me to reflect what you want. There is no other source. You cannot go to the local grocery store. You cannot go to the local superstore and say, could I have one portion of godly compassion? They don't sell it there. You can't go to a school and be taught it. The only way that it happens is to be in relationship with God to such an extent that we say, God, change me so I love the way that you love. Our responsibility is to have a higher degree of love that we live by and we interact with others by. Our standard isn't the same as the world standard. It's a higher standard. We need to be people who express love better than sinners do. There are a lot of people who give, and they give for their notoriety. You know, look at how much I gave. Jesus said that's not what gets my attention. When there were a lot of people who were giving offerings, and, you know, there were people who would stand there and they would put in one metal coin at a time, and they would draw attention to themselves. It wasn't that display of look at what I'm giving. That wasn't what got Jesus' attention. It was a little lady who was a widow. So she didn't have a social safety net. There wasn't social security. There wasn't disability. If you did not have a job, if you did not have land, if you could not afford for the things of yourself, all you were left to do was to beg. And that's why God said that for the widows and the orphans, he would step in, he would fulfill that role, he would be the husband to the widow, and he would be a father to the orphans. And one of those widows who only had God to look to as a source went over and offered two small coins, practically no difference maker at all on the bottom line. And it caught Jesus' attention because he knew that that was all that she had to live on. And I guarantee you, even though it doesn't say it in the Bible, I guarantee you, she did not do that reluctantly, and that was not the final sentence in the story. I guarantee you there was a blessing that was on its way to her. Sinners will treat their friends one way. What's it say here? Sinners will love those who love them. Sinners will do good to those who do good to them. And they will give as long as they're going to receive something back. But that's not what we are called to do. We are called to live a life of love that is of a higher standard. So we love not only the people who are like us, we love the people who are not like us. The truth of the matter is, not everyone is easy to love. Sometimes the socioeconomic disparities cause there to be a pride factor. And I will tell you this, if you've never been profiled, you're in a better place than I was when my wife was expecting our first child. We had a day off together. That was pretty rare. And we were on our way to the baby doctor, the gynecologist, for a checkup. And there was a new retailer that had just come to town. We both worked in retail at that time. I was in shoe management and she was in retail as well. And in the same area as the gynecologist was this brand new high-end retail store. And so we decided that we were going to, after the appointment, we were going to walk in there and see what they did that was so much different than what our store did. And we walked in there and immediately someone was there at the door. Can I help you? We're just here to look around. And we walked and they followed us about three steps behind us the entire time. This is not in the 2000s. This is back in the 1980s. And they stayed about three steps behind us, and about every minute or two, they would say, "Is there anything we can help you with?" "No, we're just looking." And they stayed with us like that throughout the entire trip. And we walked in one door, we walked out a different door. We didn't even tour the entire store. We just said, "You know what? These people do not want us in this store. We evidently have been deemed by them not a customer potential. They wanted us out of their store," and so we left. And a few years ago, I made an emergency trip. It's the only time that I've had to call in for a radio program because of a family emergency. And the hospital my mother was in was right across from this store. And it was a time when I couldn't go in and visit her. And I walked out and that store was still there. And so I walked in. And you know what? This time, they weren't nearly as nervous about my appearance in the store. And I went in and I found something, and it, honestly, it's very nice. It was an item I bought, and I bought one for my dad as well. Very, very, very nice. And I said, "Huh, isn't it interesting? I'm the same person I was back then. But back then I wasn't good enough to shop in their store. And today they deem that I am good enough to shop in their store. Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of people in society, and we see it a lot right now. Unless you think everything just like a person wants you to think, then they don't want to have anything to do with you. Christians are called to a higher standard of love than the world can provide. God is the source of love. And so let's pray that God creates in us a lifestyle of love that catches people's attention and says, you know what, there's something different about them. They don't mistreat people. They don't abuse people. They're constantly looking for ways to demonstrate the love of God. So in verse number 35, it says, love your enemies. Love your enemies. I guarantee you, the ungodly do not love their enemies. They want their enemies eliminated. And they make no bones about it. I do have this tendency, and that is when people say that they, you know, want to rid the earth of certain groups of people, I tend to believe them. But that's not the heart of God. That's the heart of evil. What God wants is no one to perish and all to come to everlasting life. So we are called to love those who are hostile towards us. There can be a mental hostility, but generally it is going to reflect in the way that they talk to you or don't talk to you, the way that they treat you. They are going to be very hostile. Can I tell you that God loved us when we were at enmity with him, when we were his enemies? Sin is an attack on God. And so I pray that I can get this message across, and that is, as believers, we're not looking to see how much sin we can get by with and still be saved. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are looking for him to purge as much of sin out of our life as we can, because we want to be as holy as he can make us to be. And he says, be holy even as I am holy, says the Lord. So we're looking to love those who are hostile towards us, because that's the way that God loves. He says, do good. So when people are doing the wrong thing, we still have to do the good thing. We have to do what is right. So several years ago, it probably goes back 10 or 15 years ago, a person came to me. They knew I was the pastor, and they said, if you will tell me this, then I'm not going to have any problems that you're going to have to resolve. And I said, so you want me to lie to you? Well, if you will tell me this, you know, then we're going to be okay. And I said, well, it might be okay with you. It wouldn't be okay with my boss. And by that, I meant my boss is God. It would not be okay with him. And so I'm not going to be able to tell you what you want to hear from me. We will resolve this issue in another manner. And we did. And I think it is very important for believers to do the right thing, even when it's inconvenient, even when it creates an uncomfortable moment, even if it means there's going to be some persecution, even if it means that there might be some liberties that are curtailed a little bit. Do the right thing. So here on a Monday, as you set out and you're just beginning the week, do the right thing. Do the good thing. Do the thing that would make God proud. Don't do just the convenient thing. Don't just do good when you're at church on Sundays. Do good when you're at work and when you're at home. Be a good person that does the right thing. It talks about here about lending. Now, the thing that I can tell you is you've got to have something before you can lend something. And that's, just a basic supply and demand. You can't give something away that you don't have. So if you have something, don't be afraid to lend it. So when I returned recently from visiting my dad and my mother-in-law's place, there was a piece of equipment that was given to me to give to someone else. And we didn't know it. The person who gave it didn't know it. I didn't know it, but it became pretty apparent. But it had a problem. And so when I got back, I was talking to a person who is really, really good at fixing those types of things. And he said, "Well, do you want to drop it off or do you want to bring it to me?" He said, "Because honestly, I could come get it. It's not going to impact my vehicle. My vehicle's a tool." And I said, "Brother, that's the same with me. My vehicles are tools. My house, it belongs to God. It's a gift that is to be used for other people. And so we've not been afraid to use the things that God has provided for us to be an opportunity to meet a need in someone's life. And we do that without any expectations. And sometimes that can be very costly. So, we take that scripture that says, "Hey, take care of your family," because people who don't take care of their family are worse than infidels. We took that very, very seriously. And so my wife and I spent, the last several years, in a financial lifestyle that was taking care of her mother, and it was inconvenient, but it was the biblical thing to do. And I literally had people say, I couldn't do what you're doing. And we did that knowing that, hey, we could use those funds someplace else. But here's what I said. Look, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do what I would want done for me. And I'm doing it in faith, knowing that God is my source, God is my provider, and He will take care of us. So if God has given you something, make sure that you view that as a gift that you are supposed to steward. There are some billionaires and multimillionaires that have a different attitude towards money, and that is this: look, God has blessed this, but we are just stewarding His resources. And so it is not just about what their standard of life is going to be, their approach is, how can I make an impact for the kingdom of God? So people tend to think that things belong to them. Believers realize that we are just stewarding God's resources, and we respond to the prompting of the Spirit and the obedience to God's word, knowing that God is our source, is much better at taking care of the results than people are. And I will tell you, some of the people I've blessed throughout my life have treated me badly. But God has treated me wonderfully. So as a believer, we do what is right, and we have received, we're stewarding God's resources, and if we respond to his promptings of faith to lend, we can do that without any remorse and say, you know what, even if I don't get anything back, I still did the right thing. So let me go on here. Hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. When we do what is right and when we lend, it positions us for great reward. Now, I want to remind you, houses are houses, and cars, they're cars. Clothes are clothes. It's stuff. That's all it is. For believers, we need those things, but in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It's just stuff. For the believer, our reward is not stuff. Our reward is God. God told Abram, I am your exceeding great reward. For believers, our lifestyle of love says we're not attached to things. We're looking to use things to build the kingdom of God. And if I respond in faith and obedience to what God tells me to do, I already have my reward. I have done what God asked me to do, and that is our great reward. So praise the Lord. God will not be a debtor to any person, and so you can rest assured he will take care of you. So, Monday, May the 18th, 2026. Today, I would encourage you to love better than the world loves, to do what is good, to do what is right, even when it's inconvenient, and that you will use the resources that God gives you to be a blessing to others, knowing this, God is your exceeding great reward. We will see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.